Chat room and on the phone to Tuesday Psychic Readings with Lennis and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. So glad that you are joining and supporting the show today. We cover personal to business readings. It is our pleasure and honor to answer your questions. Remember, your destiny can change. You have control of your future. We will give you answers to the best of our abilities. What you do with the information is up to you. Daily psychic readings are done on the website, theessenceofsuccess.net, from 11 in the morning to 7 at night. If you're not ready yet to schedule a reading, well, at least go to the website and subscribe to receive your monthly newsletter. If you have any messages for us, send them to the website or our Facebook page, The Essence of Success Network. Now, the show phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Four. Let me do the quick prayer. May our highest good, may our highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the higher power and the universe. So be it. Okay, so let me give you some messages. Number one, Nina's not here with us tonight. She's got company out of town visiting, so they're kind of, you know, busy and going about doing things. Secondly, the new moon was on the 4th. Yes. Is that right? Or was it Sunday? No, I think it was Sunday. No, we changed daylight savings time on Sunday. Yeah, I mean the full moon. No, the full moon is not till the 12th. I'm sorry. I'm just getting confused looking at the schedule. So, Sunday, I hope you turned your clocks back. Today's Tuesday, because you'd be lost if you didn't know where you were at. But do write this down. The full moon is on the 12th, and the new moon is on the 26th. Now, next Monday on the 11th is the Veterans Day holiday, and I think banks and post office are closed. Yeah, on Veterans Day, so, you know, little notations to let y'all know. And let's see, what else? Oh, we're not going to be here for the week of Thanksgiving. So Thanksgiving is the 28th this year. So from the 24th to the 30th, the end of the month, we will not be in for the last week of this month. We're taking that off as vacation. And we're also taking the week off of Christmas for vacation. So just to let you know. Now, I'm going to be here every Monday and Tuesday. I don't know what Nina's schedule is or what she's doing, but I will be here. And also, let me put something in your ear just to let you guys know. December 31st is my last day on radio. I've been doing this since 2009, so it's 10 years, and December 31st will be my last show. So it also will be a farewell show, so I'm going to bring everybody back over the 10 years it has worked on the radio, you know, doing different shows, just to celebrate, you know, blah, 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 share laughs or whatever, good times. But anyway, just notate it, put it on your calendar. The 31st is the last day that I'm on the radio. Now, I still have the website. That's going to go on. I'm still going to do readings. That's going to go on. And I'm on YouTube now. So instead of the radio show, come on YouTube and you'll see me doing the the monthly horoscopes, business, entertainment, weather, what's coming up for us baby boomers that we need to look out for. So just kind of TikTok, put all that information on your calendar so you're aware of it. And I will be speaking about December, probably the first week of December, to let you guys know that I'll be gone by the end of the month. Now, I don't know if Nina's going to continue the show, so let me at least say that. If she wants to continue the radio, she'll be doing it on her own. I won't be on the air with her or whoever, Holly or Heather, that might be with her. So just to let you know. All right, well, with that, let's begin the show. And our first caller is area code 404. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hello.
This is Charlotte.
Hey. This is who?
And Charlotte.
Charlotte. Oh, hi, Charlotte. How are you doing, young lady?
I haven't talked
to you in a while.
Yeah, I know. I got a lot of things straightened out since the last time I spoke to you. And now I'm not sure where I am. Some things went a little different. But this is a question about a male again, the same male, actually. Things were seeming as if they were working out. But he has a female friend that's over there from time to time. He says they're just friends. I'm not trusting that. I know that she's interested, but I'm not sure what's going on with him. And is there, as I'm not sure if he's told me the whole truth of this is just friendship or more is going on. At some level, I believe it was. I don't know.
Well, I'll get his name for me in just a second. But I want to let you know we're in Mercury retrograde until November 20th. So, you know, on Mercury retrograde, for those 3 weeks, everything goes backward and shit just stinks.
Yeah.
It does. But during this period, Charlotte, let me tell you, we're in Scorpio.
Uh-huh.
So it's two things that's happening during this Mercury retrograde. You will hear secrets.
Uh-huh.
It could be good. It could be bad. But you're going to hear a secret between these 3 weeks. Somebody's going to tell you something you didn't know nothing about. And the other thing during this period is suspicion. Now, suspicion can be like, I'm not saying with your boyfriend, but say like maybe you went to a store and they say, oh, yeah, we got this roast on sale for $2 instead of $10. Suspicious.
You got
okay.
That right.
Okay. So that kind of suspicion is not like male and female. It's life suspicions that can come to you. Like, just think about it for a minute. Don't sign your John Hancock or go forward. You know, be suspicious.
Exactly.
Think about it. Like, you know, is it cool? But like I said, the other thing is secret. So now you know what's going to be going on for the next 3 weeks. So now, what's his first name? That's all I need.
John.
Okay. That's it. Stop. You know what? He likes this woman, but she gives him a headache. I don't think
really?
They have a relationship. Yeah, I don't think
mm-hmm.
it's a
mm-hmm.
relationship, you know, like boyfriend-girlfriend. No.
Mm-hmm.
But they do know each other well, but at times she gives him a headache, and I think it's because she don't understand him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe as he's trying to express himself, this is who I am, this is where I'm at
mm-hmm.
in my life right now. And it's like, she doesn't really understand what he's saying. She's not looking at him. You know how some people just look at you? But if they really look at you and look inside you, say, okay, your emotions,
exactly.
your feelings,
yeah.
and all this,
uh-huh.
okay, she's not there. And I think that's what pisses him. Well, it doesn't piss him off. It makes him angry because she's not understanding
yeah.
him. So, but he's
okay.
not looking for a relationship with this woman. They are friends. He didn't lie. They are
uh-huh.
friends. He's not looking mm-hmm. for a relationship. I think she is looking for something more, but he's
oh,
not.
Oh, definitely.
Because
definitely.
She's not understanding him, and he doesn't want to go through. You know, it's like a parent telling a child, now you know not to touch that oven. Now you done got burnt. So for him,
yeah.
it's like, why should I have to tell you? You know what I've been through in my life. What are you looking
mm.
at? You know, okay, that's, this is him. You know, like, what
mm-hmm.
you know this. So it's,
mm-hmm.
to be repetitive is stupid to him.
Mm, yeah,
you know,
it is.
Okay.
Oh, yes, it is.
Okay, so it'd be stupid. So, yeah, like I said, they're friends, but he's not looking at her as no girlfriend or nothing. He's trying to respect her, but like I said, she makes him angry because he isn't looking at her. You know, it's almost like, I'll tell you what, did you ever watch that show, what is that, Power, with the guy Ghost. Did you ever watch that? It comes on Stars called Power.
No, sorry. No. Oh, yeah, I did. Yes, I did.
Yeah, with that cute guy. Yeah. What's his name, Omari? He's just as cute as he wants to be. Okay, well, anyway, so to bring this back to John, when and understanding this relationship with this woman, Ghost is a drug dealer. He got tired of that, and he told his wife one day. They've been together for years, got three kids, and he said, there's something more I could be doing or whatever. And she said, but I married you because, you know, you were a drug dealer. You were big time and blah, blah, blah. He ended up having an affair with another woman because she didn't see him. He was ready to get out of drugs and straighten his life up and turn around.
Yeah.
Now, let's go back to John and this woman. This is what makes him angry. You know me. You know where I've been and what I've been through. And yet you say these stupid things to me. Okay?
Oh,
so there you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
how come you haven't had him come over to your house and spend the night or something, cooking dinner or whatever?
Okay, this is the question is, well, he was supposed to. Seem like there's some barriers up. And I'm feeling, is she doing something tricky in a negative way?
No. Uh-uh.
No.
Uh-uh.
Okay, I don't know what it is, though. Something, but maybe it's just retrograde, but this was before retrograde.
Well, yeah, I told you we're in Mercury, so I wanted you to understand that before I even asked you for his name. Because things can be goofy, you know, and it's not him. It's not him. It's just the atmosphere upstairs between the solar and the galaxy and all this stuff hitting back and forth and the sun and the moon playing ping pong back and forth. We're feeling it. You know, people are having headaches or they can't sleep at night. That's all part of what's going on upstairs in Mercury retrograde. So that's why I don't want you to get upset with your friend. You know, give him the benefit of the doubt. Yeah, give him the benefit of the doubt. He's okay, but, you know, get your womanly wiles in there, girl. Get that man back in your corner.
Yeah, but he's not coming over. There's something going on, and I don't know what it is, that he's not coming over. I see barriers. That's what I see. But I don't know if these are just barriers for the time because he's going through a thing, I'm going through a thing, and I don't know if these are universal barriers or what's going on because he hadn't been over lately. And this relationship
I don't
was
see him upset with
that.
You.
Okay.
But I don't see him upset with you or anything like that, no.
Well, so actually he has just been busy with business while he hadn't come over or things are coming up.
And, yeah, I was just going to say, things are coming up in his life. Yeah. So it's not that he doesn't care about you or anything. It's just that, you know what I feel from him? He's trying to get his life together.
Yeah,
he doesn't want the stupid stuff around. Now, I'm not saying you, but I feel this man and see him that he's really making a change in his life. God bless him. God bless him.
Yeah.
So he's dealing with some stuff that's not always good. And we're in Mercury retrograde. I'm sure it's, you know, it will upset him. But he's trying to turn his life around. So just believe me. Give him that element of the doubt. Don't kick him to the curb yet. Okay? Don't kick him to the curb yet. Give him a chance. He's trying to change. He really is.
Okay.
Please.
Okay. I will. Don't worry. I will.
Okay, Sean.
Exactly what it is I'm doing here because I'm kind of like, this isn't working out. That is, it's just a lot of weird stuff. And what you told
me,
because I felt some of this, and it's quite interesting. Because
just be patient and understanding, and don't think any crazy thoughts or anything like that. Just he'll be over. He'll call or you'll call him, but it'll be okay. Just give him a chance. That's what I'm asking you to give the man a chance. Just don't kick him to the curb yet. He could turn out to be what you've always wanted for both of you.
Really?
Yes, because he's changing for the better. That's what I said. This man is going through an evolution of change within him.
True.
Spiritually, mentally, and physically. So that's what I'm telling you. Just don't kick him to the curb. You give me a call back. If you get to where, like, I can't take it, Linus. I just can't take it with him. Please call me back. Call me on the show. All right, Charlotte, let me get on. I got other calls, but keep in touch
All right,
with
thank
me.
Thank you. All right.
You're welcome, bye and now. You have a wonderful, blessed week, young lady.
You
okay, you're listening to Tuesday Night Psychic Readings with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The chat room is open. We do have phone lines that are open. I mean, we've got people in the queue, but there are some lines that are open. So please call in. The phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. All right, thank you. All right, next caller, area code 216. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. How are you? My name is Sharon. How are you this evening?
Oh, hi, Sharon. Well, welcome to the show. I'm doing great. And yourself?
I'm doing good. I haven't called in for a while, months probably.
What are you going through on the right or the left side of your body? I'm feeling injury.
I'm what?
I'm feeling injury. What happened on the right or the left side of your body? It's like if you took your hand from your breast, from the point of your breast, and went down. Did you have a health issue, or were you in a car accident or something?
No.
Okay, because I'm feeling it.
Wow.
I'm sorry?
About 10 years ago, I was having problems. I felt like I had sand in my body. But I had an infection in my nervous system. That's the worst it's ever been. But no, I've never hurt myself. I know that I've been running lately. My legs have been kind of sore.
Okay, because I feel it. Like I say, if you put your hand at your breast point and then go down to your hip. But I'm not, the angels are not telling me, is it the left or the right side? But it's like an injury. So it's healable. It'll heal. But it's just like you hurt yourself. Maybe you overran, and you know how sometimes your side can hurt. You're like, whew, let me sit down for a minute or something. Yeah, like that. But nothing for you to go to the doctor. No. But they're just showing me. I feel
it. I get it.
I'm empathic too. But the angels just showed me. They said, well, she's hurting on one side of her body. Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead.
If anything hurts, my heart's hurting.
No.
My contract ended at my job last week on Wednesday, and I just want to know if you see me finding another job.
Oh, okay.
What time frame? I know timing's so hard. I'm sending out tons of resumes again.
You know, and I'm going to tell you, hold on to your money till you can squeeze a green off a dollar bill. Because we're in Mercury retrograde until the 20th, any job that you begin right now is not going to last. It won't be permanent. Okay. It may not even work out to be temporary. It's just when you start a new beginning in Mercury retrograde, it never comes out good. It just doesn't. It's a clusterfuck up there,
okay.
But it just doesn't. But that's why I'm telling you to hold on to your money because I don't know what your finances are. But after the 20th, put them applications in now. Yeah, please. Because after the 20th, I see you working. So, yeah, get all your applications out there. Don't worry. They will call you back, but you won't start working until after the 20th of this month.
I know. It takes – I work in the corporate world, and it does take about 6 weeks to get the job. But I'm telling you, my credit is perfect. I have never been late for bill. Am I going to be okay?
Yes. I didn't see anything bad. That was just saying, you know, hold on to your money. I know we're in Thanksgiving, and it's too bad the Mercury retrograde is just before Thanksgiving when it ends. But, I see
when
you after the 20th working. You might even go to work that Friday, the 22nd. I'm sorry?
Who do you feel is going to hire me? I'm going to hear in the next couple of weeks, you're saying? I'm sorry. I'm just really nervous. I know.
No. That's okay, honey. That's all right. No, I'm saying that I'm seeing now that by the 22nd of this month, you're working that Friday, which I used to think when people went to work on Friday, like, why would they have you begin on Friday? But I think it's because of the way their payday ends, you know, the way the payday ends, so they bring you in on a Friday. Because I always think, like, God, why don't they bring people in Monday or Tuesday, you know, for a job? But Pay periods. Now I understand. I didn't know before. It should pay periods. So anyway, I see you working on the 22nd, but put your applications in. That's fine. Jesus.
Is this going to be a brand new company I've never worked for?
Yes.
Good. Now, do you feel, so I'll hear from this company in the next, you said, couple weeks, I'll hear from them soon?
Mm-hmm. You will, but you will not start work till after the 20th. Yes.
I know.
That's all I was saying. Do that. Put all those applications out till you get tired of writing and typing. You know, saturate.
Can you pick up what type of company or who? Is it going to be a man or woman who calls me?
It's going to be a woman that calls you back. It's a big company, too.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm seeing it's a big company.
That's
you know, like
I work
it's national. Yeah, you know, like an IBM or something, it's national. Yeah, they're all over the place.
Now,
you might be working for Microsoft. Let me write that down. Because I'm seeing
Microsoft
right now. Huh.
There's a Microsoft here.
Oh, it is? Okay, well, I'm seeing Microsoft right now. Put an application in there, Sharon. Just for me. Just throw an application in there.
Just for you.
Might be surprised. They might be the one to call you back.
They have jobs at Microsoft. One just popped up. It's a little above my skills, though. That's why I didn't. It just today. But I do have a question. Am I going to be able to get, are spirits saying, will I get the same pay and benefits as I got before? I'll take a lateral. I don't care.
More.
Okay. I don't even, I'd be happy with, okay.
No. I see you getting more money. Whatever you were making before, they're telling me you're going to get more money, which is better benefits, too. But yeah,
okay.
This job is more money. I don't know,
the
maybe $5,000 or $10,000 more a year.
Oh my God, there's no way. There, I mean, that'd be a lot.
Look.
I know.
Don't say no way. My daughter, I told her she just got a new job working for the Attorney General here, Washington State, and
wow.
She said, "No, Mom, they're not going to pay me that." But I saw it. I said, "Honey, you know what? You're going." To make a lot of money, six figures. And she goes, "No, Mom, the state doesn't pay like that."
I know that.
And I said, "Okay, honey," because she was negotiating for a salary. So she calls me from her old job crying. I said, "What's wrong, honey?" "Mom, you were right." I said, "What?
I'm
what
so
was
happy.
I right about? But thank you."
Well,
and she tells me not only did they meet her what she negotiated for, they gave her an extra $10,000 over that. So what I'm telling you,
God.
You're saying like, "Oh, no way, no way, no way." You don't know that. You don't know what the future holds. You might be just the person they walk in and they say, "You know what? Let's start you at 50 grand." You're like, "Really? Yeah, let's start you at 50 grand. Now, I know that's probably low for what you do, but I'm just saying, you don't know that.
No.
You negotiate for your salary, of course, and your benefits, but this job is coming up. You're even going to make more money, and your benefits will be greater.
The average person, I'm just telling you, they see on the news in Crane's Business, because that's my background, banking. The average salary in Indiana and Ohio around in Pennsylvania is $48,000 for a woman. That's the average. I'm just, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're probably right up there. The bottom line is my credit is protected. I'm not going to fall. I'm so afraid. I know. I'm not going to fall, am I?
Oh, no. You're fine. You're okay.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I know.
You'll
I'm
be back to work in, what is this, 2 weeks? Yeah, in about 2 weeks you'll be back to work. That's what I was saying, flood the market with your resume. Yeah, flood it.
Okay.
Because you're going to get callbacks, you are. And definitely go to Microsoft.
Boss.
Please, Sharon, do that for me.
I'm going to take your advice. I swear to you, may God strike me dead. He knows. God knows everything. There was a Microsoft job that just came up in my Indeed box today, but I thought I wasn't qualified. I'm going to apply for it.
You sure better. You apply for it. Don't think that you're not qualified. So if you're missing a couple of things that they're asking for, is it that you cannot learn it on the job? Or maybe pick up a class at night school or something? Come on. Don't put anything negative in front of you. Just say, "Yep, I'm getting ready to make $50,000 plus, and I mean put it out there. I'm making $50,000 plus, excellent benefits, and I'll be back to work before Thanksgiving."
I know. And my boss that got rid of me, that let me go, layoff, he said, Is he going to get
well,
in trouble
honey,
at all?
Mercury retrograde too.
He wasn't a very honest man. Is he going? Is it going to fly back? And it's his initial M.
He starts with an M.
M. He sweats.
Ooh, backstabbing. Hold up. Whoa.
Oh.
Wait a minute. Back. Let me tell you, and then you can correct me or tell me if I'm right.
Yeah.
But right away, I wrote the letter M down, and the angels are telling me backstabbing. That's not good.
Oh, yeah.
So he throws a rock and he hides his hand. That's what he does.
Death.
Boy.
I know.
Karma's going to beat the shit out of him. Yeah, things are not looking. Not funny. I'm sorry, angels. Things are not looking good for that guy. Let's just put it like that.
I forgave him.
Put it like that. And good for you, because now karma can start. When you forgive the person that's done you wrong, karma can start. But when you hold on to it like, fuck them, I ain't going to da-da-da, you got that toxic energy within you. But when you say, you know what, God, I forgive him. I know he's a fucker, but I forgive him, God. It's okay.
But the sad part about it is
now the karma can begin.
I never did anything to him. I was so nice. I mean, I'm not kidding you. I don't understand it. I know. Don't even move on.
Well, you know that man had issues. Come on, Sharon.
I know.
And part of it, he had issues with women because I think he's bisexual.
Oh.
So part of his problem was with women, not just you, women, period. He's got some issues there.
Wow.
Rather than the face himself and who he is sexually, spiritually, mentally, and physically, okay? Instead of him facing himself, he sprues all this venom and demon shit and toxic stuff out to other people. It's him. It's not everybody else. It's him. But until he faces himself and say, this is who I am, people are going to be against him, and at one point he'll lose his job. So, you know. And it's real simple.
I know I didn't do
it. Just stand in your truth, who you are. But, you know, it's hard for some people. Go ahead.
Exactly. I'm at peace because I know I did nothing about it. But the bottom line is the job, I promise you, I'm going to apply to that. I'm going to be okay. My credit, my mortgage, everything, everything's going to be okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. You're going to do fine. You're okay. Things might be a little delayed, and that's okay. We're in Mercury retrograde. But you will still be able to capture your payments. So you're okay. Yeah.
Anything else without asking? Anything else without saying anything you can pick up or no?
I'm glad
anything
you left
else?
That job. Okay, the angels are saying they're glad you left that job. I know you got laid off, but it was a good thing. The universe wanted you out of there. It was toxic like cancer.
I know. I would have
had PTSD. You understand? We hate cancer. We hate it. Okay, that's how that job was. It was like if you got up to go to work, it was like, oh, you know, then to say, oh, I'm going to work, got a cup of coffee. Yeah. Am I right?
I would have stayed there. I would have. Ended up retiring with PTSD, sitting on the couch eating all day. That's what happened to me. I'm telling you. You know, what is it called? PTSD? You know what that is. I forget what it's called. I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyhow.
But that's, yeah, that's true. But it was good you left.
Huh?
Universe wanted you out of there because something greater is coming to you. And for that to happen, you got to leave. You know what I mean? You got to leave from whatever circumstance so that you can get to the next one that's going to be more beneficial to you and a peace of mind. So this next job, you're going to be a lot more peaceful. You have your challenges, okay? But you'll be more peaceful.
I know.
You'll be able to come home from work and sit down,
relax,
have a nice dinner or a glass of wine instead of coming home like, God damn, I'm stressed out. No, you won't have to go through that.
I know. Exactly. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're most welcome. Call back anytime. I don't know if you heard. I made an announcement. December 31st is my last day on the radio. I've been on the radio for 10 years. But I'm still be doing psychic readings. You just have to go to the website. So that's not going to stop. And I'll still be on YouTube doing the readings and predictions and stuff like that. I just won't be on the radio. Now, I don't know if Nina's going to take over. Yeah, honey, I've been at it since 2009.
You're burnt.
And I've had so December 31st, I'm going to have a farewell party and bring back everybody that's worked throughout the years on the radio.
Wow.
You know, for one last time. Yeah.
Spend
people
more time
are
with
doing,
your family. Wow, well, good for you. If that's what you want, if that makes you happy.
Yeah, I'm happy about it, to be honest with you. I truly am. I'm happy about it because I'm a writer. I write books. So I want to go back to my passion, and my passion is writing. And I've got books in the can now to get out. So that's what I love. I love to write.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry?
That's wonderful. I wish you the best of luck, and I'll definitely call in one more time. I'll let you know about the job. Okay.
Yes. I love good news. Just love it. All right. Well, you have a wonderful week, and keep your head up and stay positive. You're going to be okay. Don't let little trivial shit get on your nerves. Just keep going. Is what the kids say? Forget. No, not forget about it. Whatever. That's it. Whatever.
Thank you. Have a nice evening.
You too, young lady, and thanks for calling. Have a beautiful week. Okay, you're listening to Tuesday Night Psychic Readings with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Also, I want to reiterate to you guys, the full moon is on the 12th. The new moon is on the 26th, just before Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is the 28th. And next Monday is Veterans Day, which is a holiday, so you know the banks and the post office will be closed, so be sure and do whatever you need to do over the weekend or by Saturday if you have business to conduct. And let's see, what else? Oh, and we'll be off. Yeah, that's right. We'll be off the week of Thanksgiving from the 24th through the 30th. So, yeah, to let you know that, too. Okay. Well, I don't see anybody in the chat room, and no one's called in. If you want to call in quickly, otherwise, I'll be gone. Be sure and go to the website and sign up for the newsletter. I got a powerful newsletter coming out this month, different things in the news, personal, and also for seniors. I've got an article on how to help differentiate some cost in your life where you can save some money for the seniors or baby boomers, whatever. So anyway, do check that out. Wednesday in the studio, I'm back. Last month I didn't because we had spooky on Wednesdays because it was Halloween. But anyway, in the studio I'm back at 6 o'clock, 6 to 7, with news, sports, and entertainment. Friday, music as always, Friday Traffic Jam, 6 o'clock, same time. So check me out. I don't know what music I'm playing because, you know, it just depends on the DJ. So I could do anything from contemporary to Broadway shows or opera. And in between jazz and rock and roll. So you have to tune in to find out. Okay. All right. Well, I'll have to do the Nina thing, and the 2 minutes is up. So anyway, I want to thank Charlotte and Sharon for calling into the show today, and I hope I was able to give you good information. It was my pleasure and my honor. And I hope everyone, whether you're listening to the show, in the chat room, I hope that you have a wonderful week. Remember, we're in Mercury retrograde. Remember, while we're in it, it's in the sign of Scorpio, and it's two things. Secrets. You're going to hear a secret sometime between now and the 20th, something that you didn't know. It's going to come out. Maybe it could be something about you. I hope not. But anyway, a secret is going to come out. And then the second thing is suspicion. So suspicious about anything in life. I'm not talking about a relationship now. Anything, whether it's your career, health, whatever. If it doesn't sound right to you, stop and take a moment. And just like, nah, I don't think so. Or, okay, I think that's going to work. Okay, so that's your suspicion. So remember, secrets and suspicion. For the next 3 weeks while we're in Scorpio. So everybody be careful. Please watch your mouth. be careful what you say. Words do hurt, and they do cut. People may forget, but they're not going to forget your words. So just be careful and just think. Take a deep breath. Even if you're angry, take a deep breath, count to 10, and then come back and talk, or either wait till cooler heads prevail. Okay? All right. Well, if no one's told you they love you today, I do. And have a wonderful, beautiful week, and I'll see you Wednesday and Friday. All right. Good night.
Possibilities in the moves we can make. Your kiss is giving every indication. If this heart of mine is right, by the time this night is over, the stars are gonna shine on two lovers in love. And when the morning comes, it's gonna find us.